Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
The Bert Show.
So this is crazy. I just got breaking news on my phone. Tomorrow.
It's gonna be me.
I knew it was coming and it still startled me.
wait. What is that, Katie? Tomorrow?
It's gonna be me.
Going to be May tomorrow.
Yeah, it is.
It is indeed.
It is.
Every year, I don't care how played out it is, it's the little things that bring me joy.
It is startling. All right, Mo, so he learned a lesson from being cheated on, or she learned a lesson from being cheated on. I wish we had both parties on here to talk about this.
I do too, actually. I wish I could hear the other side. Unfortunately, I just have to take the person's word for it, but I do wonder if anyone else knows anybody who's experienced anything like this, or if anyone, it's ever happened to anyone, because I was blown away, and it was hard to believe, but I'm at this meeting, and it's some business people around the table, and this person is actually really popular in Atlanta and made me promise not to say her name, so I will not. But I think it adds some spice to the story because so many people would probably know who she is. But she starts telling about her relationship, and it started off with us speaking about, like, just marriage and relationships, and, you know, sometimes cheating gets in the way, and then she jumps in and says, well, not all the time, because in my experience, cheating actually helped my relationship. And as you could imagine, everyone's like perked up and said, tell us more.
Yeah.
And how'd you tell?
Yeah, please share. So then, of course, after she gets the don't go telling everybody out the way. Like, I always hate that I'm that person in the room, but y'all know how that goes. She starts to tell a story about how in the beginning of her marriage, and this was like she'd been married successfully 10 years now, but this was in the right after they got married. She's like, I made a mistake. I made a huge mistake. She says she went on vacation. She met a guy, and it was weird because it was right after she got married. But suddenly this guy, for some reason, in that moment, felt like everything she ever wanted in a man, like physically, his charm, his swag, everything. She's like, I'm not gonna lie. I was blown away by this man so much so that it felt like it was some kind of test almost from the universe of, do you really want to be with the guy that you just married if this guy can make you feel this way? And she felt super guilty about it, but the first night, nothing happened. She kind of went back to her friends and whatever. But she said the second night, she ended up running into him again. And at that point, she kind of felt like it was chance. And make a long story less long, they had a few drinks. Things got pretty tempted, and she fell to temptation. And in the moment, she's like, I never felt worse in my life, honestly, than in that moment of knowing I am cheating on my husband. But
Didn't stop her.
Man, didn't feel that bad.
Yeah, right. This is bad, but it's not that bad.
Right, exactly. So I guess she didn't really feel too bad at all because it was the only time that it happened. It ended up happening once more when she went back to this place a couple of months after. And she kept that from her husband for about a year. She didn't tell him. And then after talking to her family and her friends about it, they were like, "You obviously this is eating you up. If you're coming to us, you should just tell him." She didn't want to lose her family. They had just got married. They just had a kid. She didn't want to lose her family. but she couldn't do it anymore. Her husband could sense that something was wrong. And finally, she was like, I have to tell you what happened. And she did tell him. And she was shocked because he processed it. She said he took about a couple days before he didn't say anything. He didn't say a word to her, like 2-3 days. They didn't even speak. And she said by the third day, he came to her and said, I want to meet him.
What?
Oh, yeah. This goes one of two ways, man.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
It's another true crime podcast.
That's what I was thinking. Like, do you want to fight him or do you want to meet him? Yeah. Like, what you mean?
This is another one we can bring up later on in the show where people do this and we ask them if they're happy they met with the person or they wish they never would have. And I think this was a Grey's Anatomy episode a long, long time ago. Remember, somebody was cheated
on. Christina needed to know how I still remember their names. So Christina was with Owen. Owen cheated on Christina, and she wanted every single dirty detail about what happened. Like, she needed to know everything so she could process.
Yeah, man. So I think it goes one of two ways. But okay, so this guy wants to meet up with the dude.
And she tried to deny that for as long as she could, but he was like, that's the least you could do for me. You cheated on me in this marriage. Mm. The least you can do is let me meet this guy. Oh, and if he says no, then that's one thing. But you being the gatekeeper from me meeting him will give me grounds to leave. Like, he was going to ask for a divorce if she did not set up the meeting.
Yeah, at that point, you don't really have a whole bunch of leverage.
You don't.
If you're the one that did the cheating in this negotiation.
Exactly. So she sets it up, and the dude is like, cool, I'll meet him. I'll talk to him. Which
the other guy was receptive?
Yes.
That's insane.
This whole story is insane. So I'm like, really? So he's like, the dude was like, if he wants to meet, we can meet. So they meet.
In a very public place.
I would imagine so. I would imagine so. They end up meeting, and the guy said, I guess she tells me that he asked him every detail, not every detail, but enough details to figure out where he lacked. Like, that was his thought process. He genuinely wanted to know, what was it about this guy that turned my wife on in a way that I can't? And I I'm still finding it hard to process this story.
Is it that easy of a question, though? Because I'm assuming that leading up to infidelity is much more than just, okay, this is a guy that gave me a little bit of attention. He looks really hot. I'm physically attracted. It had to be years, if not months, of neglecting an area or a bunch of areas that this dude wouldn't even know about.
It's possible, but I think because of the way she told me the story, I'm assuming she told him the story the same way, and it was more like, this guy in this moment is turning me on so much that I'm going to cheat on my husband, and the husband just wanted to know, what was it about this man that forced you to make that decision?
But you also have to realize, because this is not black and white, it never is with infidelity for the most part. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it had nothing to do with the guy and it had everything to do with her and whatever she was internalizing, whatever was going on with her mentally, however she was feeling about herself. It may not have been about her husband or this other guy. It may have just been turmoil she was dealing with within herself.
I've been watching this TV show. I think it's called Friends and Neighbors with John Hamm. And his wife ends up having an affair with an NBA star. But as the series continues on, you realize, like, yeah, she's the one that cheated, but it was years of neglect that were going on. He wasn't, like, abusive or anything, but she just felt lonely, man. Like, he was so into work and he was so checked out of the family that now that he's had time to sit back and really reflect on how crappy a husband and father he was, he's like, okay, now I understand why she did it.
That's how I feel. I think it's a little ridiculous for him to go outside of himself to see, like, who caused the infidelity, when in reality it was probably whatever was happening behind closed doors that he didn't need to go out in public and meet this dude for whatever reason to see what the cause was. Like, you probably could have just found it within your own home.
I agree.
Did he get his answers? And she says the relationship is better.
Yeah, he got his answers. He went out, whatever the conversation was that they had, she said her husband came back, was a completely different dude. And he's been a completely different dude. I guess it humbled him in a lot of ways, and he's treated her better than he ever did. And she says her marriage has been better for it.
Damn. That happened with Amanda and I, and she comes back and goes, he was just tall. There's nothing I can do about that.
There's a surgery now.
You're walking up to that table. Are you hoping this guy is like smoking in like a 10, or are you hoping he's like a 4? Like, who are you hoping to talk to when you show up Do you want this dude to be super, like, you want this dude to be hotter than you, or you want this dude to be, like, fugly?
I want him to be fugly, and I want to be able to beat him up.
Okay.
I need both things to be true.
I can't have everything here. I wanted him to be super hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, oh, I never had a
chance.
You,
okay.
You want to walk in and go, I get it.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.